What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Motivation with G-Chef Show. I'm your host, G-Chef. Hopefully everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, amazing, and just blessed rest of your day. Week so far, like always, and get right into it. B2B, episode 4. Time off. Take a break. Come back to it. I've been away for a minute, and this directly is on a path of what I want to talk about today. Take time off. Take a break. I know we all live busy lives. We're doing this, we're doing that, and you have to realize that you have to take time for self. You might take a step back. Once you take a step back, you get a clearer picture of what it is and what direction you're going into next. And the start of October, the new year, October 1st, for me and many other people that I associate with, and you know, just to be on the same page, that you start early and you start ahead of everybody else. Don't wait for what everybody else is doing. Do what it is and what's right for you and your life. Don't look at somebody else's life and be with the crowd, be doing everything else everybody's doing. If you keep doing what everybody else is doing and you don't know how to get in there, you're never going to obtain that goal. It's going to be seen as, why it's not working for me? Why it's not working for me? That's not your plan. You're not working your plan. Take a step back, take time off, take a break from whatever it is that you're doing. If you're not getting that achieved success that you want or the direction that you want to go, get your inner peace. Get your inner peace around you, your mindset. Once you get your mindset right, everything else that's in place for you that you are working towards, whatever goal that is, you have a roadmap, a clearer roadmap of how to get there. Your GPS might just be recalculating because you didn't take a step back. I'm like, okay, now I see different routes now. That route I was on wasn't the right route. It might have left to a end. I just need to make a U-turn and go down this way. And this way I have more avenues to take, instead of, oh, this is the only way I got, this is my only option, this is all I got. No, you have more options, you have more routes to go. Don't feel as though that you're in a space where one option is the only option. There's plenty of routes in life that we can take, but the best route you can take is the one that's destined for you. How do I know when I get there? You'd never know until you know. When you get there, it just feels right, it looks right, and it's the energy that it gives off. I'm like, okay, this is what I've been preparing for. This is what I went to take all these classes for. This is what I went to these locations, or I went and listened to this, and you know, I read this book, or I obtained this knowledge from another individual that already went through what I went through. It's different things that lead up to that destination. You can't just wish it. Oh, if I only had this, I can get. No, you're not. Once you get it, you're going to lose it because you're not prepared to keep it. You're not doing the things to keep certain things because you just want the fast. You want it fast, you get it, then you lose it fast. You want to sustain something, you're going to get the skills and the knowledge how to not only obtain it, but how to keep it. I'm like, okay, once I get this, I need these skills in place so I can keep it. But once I obtain this knowledge or this newfound information, not only do I know it, I can pass it on to somebody else and I'm going to get continually blessed. Take time off from whatever it is that you're doing. Yeah, it's hard to sit back and, you know, realize that what path am I on? What's the end goal? What's the goal after that? What's the goal after that? It's never an ending. It's always a continued focus on what it is that you want to do for yourself, your family, and your life. Sometimes you got to be selfish. You got to take time off for you. Some things that I do personally, at the fourth quarter of the year, October, November, December, there's no favors. I'm not doing no favors to nobody, because throughout the whole year, I need a quarter to myself. I need a quarter to myself, a whole 3 months, to focus on whatever it is that I'm doing. Anything else that's outside of that, I don't do it. And choices, don't feel as though that you need to do something for somebody that's pulling you away from what you're doing in your life, your goals, and your aspirations. Can you help me when I'm like, if it's taking you out of your way, it's taking you out of your way. You can't do it. I'm like, sorry, catch me next year. I done help people throughout the year, the whole year. And now when it comes down to October, November, and December, no favors. Be about you. Be about your business. Be about your growth. Be about your meditation, your healing, your growth. Be about your process. Be about what it is that you want to go into the next season. Every 3 months is a new season. So take time off. Whatever it is, whatever 3 months you want to take, take that for yourself. And do what it is that you say you're going to do, and don't neglect that time that you're going to set aside for yourself. If you don't want to do at the end of the year, please do it at the beginning, do it at the middle. But by all means, get you 3 months. Get you 3 months to get you back focused, recalibrate your mindset, write some more goals and stuff down, put it in a place where you can see it. And it's okay to say no. It's okay to say no to people that always asking for stuff that, you know what, I can't do it. I know we don't feel like doing it, even though we're not talking about what you feel like doing. We're talking about what's right for you. What's right for you at this moment, at this time. So if it doesn't fit, if it's not elevating you to the next level to make your next season better, don't do it. It's okay to say no. Don't say, I see. I'm like, just say no. I'm like, I can't do it. Sorry. Either they're going to say okay, or they're going to complain about why you can't help them. Message. But other than that, you know, it's good to be back. I had a lot of time to think and regroup, but the podcasts are back, baby. I'm back. And we're going to close out this season. You know, the season just started. And you know, I said I was going to restart it. My goal was to restart it at the middle of October. And here we are. So, like I always say, take advantage of the time that you're given, because the time that you're given is your time. I'm G-Chef. And take time off. Take breaks. Take time for yourself. And I'm going to see y'all in the next one. Y'all have a great one.